This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, February 10th. Fresh new week. Fresh new month.
Brought to you by Purell Hand Sanitizer.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. We talked about stop comparing yourself to others on social media. And this is actually coming from some psychology experts that talk about, you know, when you see things online, you have to keep things in perspective. Look, it looks great that they're on vacation all the time or that they're winning awards or they're perfect and blah, blah, blah. But that is a small sliver of their lives.
You know how many selfies they had to take to get that right look?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Exactly. And that's kind of what they're talking about, is that if you really think that you have to keep up with the Joneses thanks to social media, you're really setting yourself up for a disappointment, because not everything is all roses. You may just kind of keep that in mind. They say avoid falling down this comparison hole. If you should focus on being grateful for the good things in your own life, realize that if people on social media are actually motivating you to better yourself, that's good, but they're just making you resent yourself for not that's not serving you any sort of good. So,
well, and like you said, it's not real. It's a facade. So it's like, you know, I mean, or maybe it is real, but maybe it's only like a fraction of what's actually occurring. You know, I mean, you don't put all your drama, like some people do put all their drama on Facebook, but, you know, the ones who don't are just focusing and highlighting on the positive stuff. It doesn't mean that you have to feel insecure about your personal life because of it.
Yeah, it's exactly true. So we found out that the Westminster Dog Show has been going on since 1897, you said, Storm?
It's 1870.
1870.
Yeah, something like that. It's the it's the second oldest continuous sporting event in American history. The oldest is the Kentucky Derby, which predates it by 2 years.
So February 10th and 11th, 2020 is when the Westminster Dog Kennel Dog Show is going on in New York. And come to find out, I thought this was interesting, for all the winners of Best in Breed, which is the big show, that's the big awards.
Right.
It looks like the Terrier Group has won a total of 48 times, and they're number one in the list. 15 of those wins went to Wire Fox Terriers,
right,
and Scotch Terriers took up 8 wins. The rest of the dog groups don't even come close. The next closest one were the Sporting Group, which had the second highest ratings in Best in Show winners, but only has had 20 of them since 1907.
So Snoopy in the Hound Group has never won.
Never won.
That is just incredible.
Herding dogs were fared to be the worst, only getting 2 Best in Shows since the creation of the Herding Dog Group in 1983.
Some of the best dogs I've ever had, Border Collies and Spaniels.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great dogs.
It's fun to watch them work. I'm using air quotes because they're having a good time doing it.
We had a dog named Henry. He was a springboard, Springer Spaniel, Border Collie mix.
Right.
And the real hyper part of both the dogs, like, canceled each other out. He was just great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Let's talk about Android phones. If you're buying an app that is promising to speed up your phone, perhaps make it clean up your phone, it's probably adding junk to it, and it's probably deceiving you as well.
This is a pretty big scam right here, because all these things just introduce malware, according to Android's statistics.
Yeah. Trend Micro actually looked out at the number of Android apps that have been basically adding malware, and more than 470,000 total downloads combined. They called them out for bogus system cleaning utilities that actually have the potential to install more than 3,000 other malware apps onto your device.
You know, that's not fair. I mean, all I'm trying to do is clean up my device, and all I did was open up the door so you could put malware on it.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like it's like, you know, Android to me has always been like the PC Windows computer, you know, and the iPhone is like a MacBook. And so at the end of the day, like, every single PC I've ever used has gotten viruses, and every single Mac I've ever used has never gotten a virus. So, I mean, that's why I still opt for the phones. And I know it sounds like an ad, but you're exactly right, Chris. I mean, when I used to have an Android, probably 20-something years ago, I'd have to download all these things just to shut off the apps from running in itself, you know? Yeah. So not to mention, there's all this stuff going on in the background. You don't know what it's hacking into.
Exactly. And that's what they're saying here, is that there really is the best way to speed up your phone, if you want to do that, is to back up your photos and your videos to the cloud. factory reset your device and then reset it up from scratch. That's the best way. Also, keep in mind that depending on how old your phone is, it may not have the memory or the RAM speed to do the newer applications, which do require more memory. So kind of keep that in mind. We found out that disinfecting wipes and sprays, while they are good for disinfecting, they're probably overkill in the house and in actuality may be causing more harm than good.
It has just a hint of pesticide, Chris.
Just a hint.
Just a soupçon.
If you look on the side of the bottle, you will see what are called quats, which are quaternary ammonium compounds. And they're some of the active ingredients that, according to the EPA, are actually registered pesticides. These are things that have the YL at the end of the words.
Yeah, alkyl, dimethyl, benzyl, ammonium, chloride. Sounds delicious.
Doesn't it? Could you get a 1993 or a 95 bottle of that?
I put it on a cracker. Try this.
They say disinfectants are crucial for limiting the spread of infection, but for the most part, mostly in your house to clean up after someone's being sick. Actually, soap and water works its best.
Right.
Only if you have some sort of a virus that is potentially highly contagious.
Like norovirus or something like that,
right.
Or Legionnaires.
Right. Then that's what you want to use the disinfecting. And here's the thing. You have to actually look in the directions of the bottle, but most of them will tell you in order for the disinfectant to work, it has to remain wet for a long period of time.
Right. But then once it dries out, those volatile chemicals actually are
absorbed
into the air. They're gone.
Yes. So in essence, that's what you want to do. If you are seeing anything that keeps away from children, it's basically stating anytime that the surface area you cleaned with is wet, keep your child away from it because they generally tend to stick their hands on it, and all hands go to the mouth.
Yes, sir.
So they're a little hint for you there. Let's talk about Valentine's Day expectations. This is really true. I remember dating a girl back in high school that told me she didn't want roses on Valentine's Day. Of course, me being as blunt as possible, I'm like, okay, no roses. Realized real quick that was wrong.
Wow.
And believe it or not, it led to this article being printed, and it makes a lot of sense. It's really you need to set the expectations of what you want for not only Valentine's Day, for any sort of birthday or the holidays or anything like that. Mm-hmm. What they talked about in particular is really have a close one-on-one talk with yourself and see what are you hoping for to receive on Valentine's Day. And how do you want to spend the day? The advice is that you need to stop pretending that you don't have any expectations. You actually do have expectations, and you need to communicate that to your significant other so that you don't become disappointed and upset.
Right.
On Valentine's
Day. And you don't have to specify exactly, but I mean, you know, I've had people tell me before, well, I thought about getting you jewelry, but I didn't know what kind you like, so I just didn't get anything. I went, wrong
right.
Answer. You know, just say like, hey, you know what? I don't really love diamonds, but I love gemstones, or I don't know, I love silver more than gold. Like, communicate this stuff, but like you said, also there's the flip side to it too. If you're in a new relationship, make sure that person wants to receive a dozen red roses to their work, you know, like they might be trying to keep things on the down low until you know what's going on. I don't know, like, just talk.
You can't buy people's love. All right,
no, you can't.
You can rent it, but you can't buy it.
So make sure you're talking to your sweetie for your Valentine's Day expectations. And then finally, we learned about the couch bowl, a bowl specifically designed to be used while sitting or lying on the couch.
Cheeto gloves sold separately.
It's designed to fit perfectly in your hand, no matter how big or small your hand is. They have an indentation at the base of the – it allows you for extra grip and balance. And there's actually a notch on the side that allows you to put your thumb in there and stabilize your spoon. Two of them go for $38. Dishwasher, microwave safe.
Okay, that's
there
great.
You go.
Yeah, because I was having trouble.
Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a practical bowl so we can sit next to each other and eat and watch Netflix.
I was having trouble getting food to my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, they'll go so nicely with the gray sweatpants you gave me for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Yay.
They're pre-stained to lessen the embarrassment.
Oh, God.
So there's our show for Monday, February 10th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
I have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.